This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
PR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Two Houston-area teenagers have pleaded guilty to plotting a mass casualty attack at Memorial High School back in February. The pleas are part of two separate cases based out of both Harris and Montgomery counties. One of the girls is 16 years old and attended the school. The other is a friend who was a student at Willis ISD in Montgomery County. No attack ultimately took place, and the two girls pleaded guilty to separate charges. Sugarland residents could see a slight property tax rate increase during the following fiscal year. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the increase will help pay for bond projects approved last year.
Sugarland staff presented a proposed $519.8 million budget for fiscal year 2026 at last week's city council meeting. The budget includes $16.5 million for a new animal shelter approved as part of last year's bond. The property tax rate could increase by one penny for every $100 of property valuation. City officials will hold budget workshops throughout August, including a public hearing on August 19th. City Council is scheduled to vote on the final budget on September 16th. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
In sports, the Astros beat the Diamondbacks last night, 6-3, the final in Phoenix. It's their second win in a row. They're still five games ahead of the Seattle Mariners in the American League West. First pitch for tonight's game is at 8:40. And your check of weather. Mostly sunny today with a slight chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. High of 98 degrees, a heat index of 106. Tonight it should be mostly clear with a low of 77. Right now, partly cloudy, 96 degrees on the UH campus. Get the whole story. For more news and information, go to HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Support for NPR